You that one there, and the land up here. So I know these are not brewers. But a lot of people will come and brew it, who will be the shepherd of my people. It's very far away, that's it. Now that I know the exact time to start with here. He said that he does the thing, and said, go and make a careful search for the child.
So I'm gonna be with you to bring you away.
So that I too may go. After they heard the game, they went on their way, and saw they had seen the beast. Went ahead, left them, and so they stopped at the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother there. And they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures with their head and a fist of gold and a dish and a myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to there, they returned to their country by the road.
And the light pierced the darkness of all.
And usually she's a lot better than that too.
The epitome of our Lord. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the day of heaven, he came to Lord. Wise men from the east came to Jesus one day. Where is he who has been born within the tree? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. I am very fond of the Christmas carol, or Epiphany carol, if you will. We three kings of Orient are. I'm not fond of it because I'm any good at singing, because I'm not. I am fond of it because I am comfortable in the rain.
So what's this one day?
It is a comfortable and sweet one to be today. A lot of Christmas hymns, especially the ones about Jesus, are
hung
in a very fine frame. Once upon a time, it was symbolic to sing the ones that were of the heavens, the highest of heavens in nature, in a very high place. We no longer have that symbolism yet. And even though I'm off key, and even though I'm off key, I at least don't sound squeaky with one like we three kings of Orient are. We three kings of Orient are have some profound insight into the meaning of Epiphany. Epiphany is an appearance of the Lord, the Most High God, intersecting our personal earthly existence. Just as importantly, Epiphany is God touching. God touching down, giving us an extraordinary gift. It is also our finite human response to accepting that gift. You see, the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh are not the gifts that we want to celebrate in this Epiphany story. The gift is the holy in the child. The gift is the recognizing of us as human beings that we were given a perfect star to follow. That we were given the light of the world. That within the child, both fully human and fully divine, we have the Holy within. declined upon the cross. And the blood, not the nails,
there's no change out there.
When he finally ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of the Father, the absolute God. His own Spirit came within all of us to enact Jesus Christ to be part of our lives. Today, we celebrate the Epiphany season, the holy and the human touch. The holy and the human embrace. We three things emphasize to us the deep moments of divine grace and human acceptance. And our obedience unto the Father, unto the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. And I pray our obedience unto the Holy Spirit, which resounds loudly within all of us. Remember that the gift in this affecting season. The Holy within the child. The gift and the center of the sword is the Holy Lord Jesus come to save mankind. The acceptance was when the Magi realized the meaning of the star. And they took it upon themselves to follow the star. To find the birth of the child. But when they arrived, that child was born like 2 years old. The Holy, the Divine, the Spark, was these Magi whom are three, we don't know instead of 2 or 20 that appeared. These Magi are not kings. But these Magi are very cool, very honored, very intellectual men who sought out the meaning of life. That way they sought it out through some things that I'm not particularly fond of, astrology, divination, and magic. But these men touched by God. They saw the star. They followed it. And they knew enough not to believe Herod. When Herod said, "Were you following that kind of star? That was unto me, so that I may come and worship them as well." We don't know exactly who these Magi were, or how many of them that there were. What we do know is that they were influenced and touched by the Spirit of God. And they accepted that divine touch and traveled afar. That was the true gift unto the Christ child. Not the symbolic gold representing the king. The frankincense that represents that we all will bow down and worship him. Or the myrrh that represents his death and death of all people. See, myrrh is a beautiful, pungent oil made into a power that was used to embalm dead bodies. So just the giving of that gift as they approached spoke loudly that his life upon earth would not be a glorious one. His life upon this earth trouble, that he would not be believed by those that he had come to save, and that his life would end in death. To be faithful to his death, it's best that we don't try to figure out just how much we could possibly know about these Magi. For it was meant, as many things are, to be a mystery. Sadly, we as human beings want answers to everything, and we seek them out, as traditional Magi did, through astrology, through divination, through magic. The Word of God tells us that we see God's presence from the Holy Spirit. That if there is to be a foretelling of the future, that it will come to God and people from the prophet, from the Word of God Himself. We are not to try to ascertain our own views of the events that happen around us. We are not to contact them. We are not to be terrified. We are not to participate in any form of magic. Born the king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Bow down to the point where life intersects the human, full of revelation in Jesus of Nazareth, an epiphany of God. A divine self-disclosure. This event has transcended and is transcultural. It is universal because each and every one of us at some point in our walk with Jesus Christ will have our own experience. I don't know about you all, but I've had several. I love Browner's song that talks about the earth shaking what it used to, about the brain breaking through the room wall. To me, that was a tendency. When those things literally happened unto me. You see, I ran from God all my life, even though since a child, He was constraining me up to be who I am now today. So he did a lot of what I call blind man moments. He hit me upside the head when I tried to go outside the ground. You see, my family participated in the dark arts. My family did a lot of things that my own life should have rendered me useful unto God. He knew who I was going to be. And the epiphany for me was that having drinking the religion of all of our
lives. So my hands are my hands go.
Was God preparing me to be who He did call me to be? Prophecy is not the foreplan of the people. It may be part of the whole idea. Prophecy is the ability to communicate God's holy word. God's holy word to the audience in which you are speaking in a manner where they can hear the author of the prophecy. This foretells the future. The true prophecy is the ability Potential fulfilled according to the end of Matthew's story, God was revealed in action, the personality, even the sexuality, the cultural and the historical grounding of a brother, grounding of a son. A son which is Jesus. Prophecy. Clear back to the prophet Isaiah 900 years before Jesus Christ was born, who knew that he was a male child. We knew that he would be a broken reed. We knew that he would be born of a virgin. We knew for his person would be Christ, that beloved. That is true prophecy. Frankincense is offered in the incense. It is not. Prayer and praising, all men praising. Worship him, God on high. The true God is that to which all genuine worship is addressed. That to which we bow low, whether our prayer is with the lighting of the candle, as in the Catholic tradition, whether our prayer is in the lighting of an incense, which we see in the Old Testament, whether our prayer privately is in the other and gift of tongues, or whether our prayer is being prostrate before the Lord, bowing low, getting on your face, surrendering your will unto Him. All of these prayers rise, just as the frankincense did. Myrrh having been given, this resin in powder form was the same as the balm fluid in their time. Can you imagine what Mary thought? Is that it? These magi, these true wise men, thought the time because they recognized that this star is God leading them to the hole within the fire. They prayed. They knew who that Christ would become, and that they knew that he would die a painful death upon the cross. But the gift of mercy that God gave with this particular title, it was an epiphany of God, the true God. All the forces of evil, of darkness, of chaos, of brutality, and violence. Even death can have no ultimate hold on our Lord Jesus Christ. Because even death could not keep him in the grave. Even death is coming out of the life. Could not prevent us from worshiping, from following, from being obedient to our Lord and Master. God's future occurs then and now. Christ with us. Emmanuel. Christ in us. The Holy Spirit. Words along the form of the cross, the fire of suffering, and even death, did not have the final world. The epiphany of our Lord.
If you look at it, blue LEDs.
The epiphany of our Lord comes to us again and again. each time someone says,
"Oh, he called in and said, they go close to you."
Each time,
I got the authorization to change it. No charge.
That we are.
It took me about 2 hours to do that.
Because
I will go ahead and serve you some while I'm here.
We are God.
So he was here.
So the war of Christ
reigns. Yeah, I punched a couple.
Each time the light overcomes the darkness in this world. There is a
DLC, DCL, or something.
A door. A
door. Not closed or
something.
You look at that and everything. Is that the carriage door? Is that the outside door? The carriage door is to the inner door.
Jesus Christ.
He granted you all this nothing and stopped it. You're going to be here a while. Yeah.
The
day
you recognize
he said, we get stuck. Get me out of here.
Focus into their very because that is the most important thing that anybody can go for.
So
that each of us receives.
He went and looked. He said, I got different courage. He said, I don't have unusual courage.
Whether it is through the Word of God, often when I read my scriptures, I have a Bible that I feel is not on my conscience. But let me share with you the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalm, from the Proverbs, and the Word of the Bible. All in one day.
Listen to one or two people ever use that key. So I just want to see if there's any more that you ask him.
I didn't want to ask her. I knew she would do it.
He did that one.
Then the rest of the passages that I have written.
So as he was writing it after that, he tightened them up.
That means it is from our Lord when he uses that scripture to tell me how to pray for someone.
The door opened that one time, he had to run off and had an hour to start getting stood up. So he just did it one by one, but he didn't. I thought to keep pushing. While he was down in the basement, he did. One, two, three. Step out. And then once he took off, he hit the basement wall. So he pulled all the way up and all the way back down. Like I said, he did that.
Hallelujah.
So he sat down in the basement, stood in the water for about a minute.